This is Jordan Sekulow in Washington, D.C. Democrats on Capitol Hill introduced legislation to overturn the Supreme Court's decision in Hobby Lobby.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
On Hobby Lobby, it would be political malpractice if we did not react the way we have dealing with this horrible decision made by the Supreme Court.
We should be afraid of this court, that five guys should start determining what contraceptions are legal or not. I mean, let's not even go to that. It is so stunning. You know, that court decision was a frightening one. It's not her boss's business. His business is whatever his business is, but it's not what contraception she uses. So the court decision is, you know, we're all taken aback by it.
Open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
And the Hobby Lobby decision is really bad. This will restore women's access to preventive care. We're going to take this bill up next week.
The Supreme Court's decision to allow some employers to refuse to cover contraception as part of employees' health insurance policies was wrong and misguided. The men and women who went to work for Hobby Lobby signed up to work for a craft store, not a religious organization.
The Supreme Court in the Hobby Lobby decision struck down one part of a statute that was passed by both houses of Congress and signed into law by the president. So our view about the best way to resolve this situation is for Congress to pass a law.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We need you into action today because legislation is moving in the United States Senate, could make its way to the House of Representatives just in the next 24 hours. This is legislation introduced by two Democrat senators, U.S. Senator Patty Murray of Washington State and Mark Udall of Colorado. It's called the Protect Women's Health from Corporate Interference Act. And really what it is doing is trying to reverse the Supreme Court's decision in Hobby Lobby, reinstating the HHS mandate, exempting Obamacare and its provisions from the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which was signed into law by President Clinton in the 1990s. So again, now trying to legislatively fix. You heard a lot of these Democrat statements, and I'm going to read from you from the Washington Post, certainly not a conservative news outlet. Their headline about the rhetoric in their fact-checking, Democrats on Hobby Lobby, misspeaks, opinion, and overheated rhetoric. You go to Nancy Pelosi's spokesperson who said, you know, you've got this situation where five guys are going to determine what contraceptions are legal. And her spokesperson said that, of course, that was incorrect, that she misspoke. Then you go to Harry Reid's spokesperson. He talked about five white guys on the Supreme Court deciding this. Of course, that's not the case either in the way that this worked out. And he, again, said, this spokesperson, that was a mistake. He knew it right away. You had a U.S. Senator Dick Durbin from Illinois try to say that this would overturn precedent on whether women could have access at all to contraceptives. Of course, his spokesperson has had to say that's not true. But that's not preventing this legislation. It's going to be voted on, it looks like, tomorrow in the United States Senate. And with the Democrat majority, it looks like it will pass. So what will happen when it gets to the House of Representatives? Will there be a definitive vote that says no? Not just letting it hang out there and not scheduling a vote, but really shutting this down. If you agree with what the Supreme Court did in the Hobby Lobby case, we want to hear from you today. What do you think about Democrats trying to do this? 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. And add your name to our petition. Let's protect life and protect the religious freedom rights of employers, like many of you could be listening right now. Call now, 877-989-2255. This is a quick action petition because this vote is coming up in the next 24 hours. 877-989-2255. You can join that petition now or sign it online at aclj.org.
The U.S. U.S. Supreme Court has spoken, striking down Obamacare's abortion pill mandate. But that decision has infuriated pro-abortion liberals. And now in Congress, efforts are underway to effectively reverse the Supreme Court's ruling and force even Christian employers to pay for abortion pills for their employees. This legislative effort to circumvent a decision by the nation's highest court must not succeed. That's why the ACLJ is mobilizing our resources on Capitol Hill to block this life and liberty destroying effort. Stand with us now. Tell Congress to preserve religious liberty and protect life. Religious liberty should be a bipartisan cause. Tell Congress to say no to any effort to overrule the Supreme Court and reinstate the abortion pill mandate. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. I can tell from the calls we've got some interesting things to discuss, too, and explain. How can Congress, and we've got this situation now where Democrats in the United States Senate, and we say in a partisan way because that's what's happening here. It's two Democrat senators, Patty Murray of Washington State, Mark Udall of Colorado, introducing legislation which they've named so aptly. This legislation to stop, it's actually the Protect Women's Health from Corporate Interference Act. And what this would do is restore the contraceptive coverage requirement guaranteed by the Affordable Care Act, except for it's not in the Affordable Care Act. It was actually just a part of the HHS mandate. That's why we call it that. We don't call it the Affordable Care Act mandate. We call it the HHS mandate. So right there in their press release, it's even wrong. So there's not a contraceptive mandate even in Obamacare. There's a preventative you've got some of the things that they give the HHS this ability to prescribe different mandates, but there's no specific contraceptive mandate there. So they've got the contraceptive coverage requirement and protect coverage of other health services from employers who want to impose their beliefs on their employees by denying benefits. And so this is a situation, again, where you've got Democrats talking about a lot of outrage, mostly making misstatements, inaccurate statements, just flat-out lies when they talk about the impact of the HHS mandate case, which only affects closely held companies, so not, you know, not your mega companies, not your Exxons, not your multinationals, not your, you know, thousands of stockholders or more. We're talking about closely held family-owned businesses that may be large, so they were incorporated. Those have some religious freedom rights under federal law called RFRA, which only applies to other federal laws, doesn't apply to state laws. The Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which was put in place by Congress to actually counteract Supreme Court decisions, which had continued to eviscerate what the meaning and the impact of the First Amendment really was when you put it into true form. So we're going to take your calls now, 1-800-684-3110. Regardless, Democrats on Capitol Hill are pushing forward this legislation. They have likely it will be marked up today, and there will be a vote tomorrow in the United States Senate. Now, we're going to be honest with you. We expect it to pass in the U.S. Senate. But, of course, the House, because of the Democrat majority, the pro-abortion majority in the Senate. But the House of Representatives can obviously do something definitive here by taking it up and voting it down, not just letting it sit there, but actually killing this piece of legislation. If you agree with the Supreme Court's decision in the Hobby Lobby case, protecting religious freedom rights of all Americans, including those who may have businesses, so they don't have to choose between incorporating and maybe having a successful business, employing thousands of people, providing health care coverage to their workers, or following their religious beliefs, that they don't have to make that choice in the United States of America. Call now, because this is happening in the next 24 hours on Capitol Hill, this legislation. We need a strong voice, a united voice. Call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to ACLJ.org now and sign the petition online. We also still have our matching challenge going on. Anything you donate to the American Center for Law and Justice is doubled. ACLJ.org. Let's go to Ian in Washington State on line 6. Ian, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hello. My question is, in order for Congress to overturn the Supreme Court's decision, wouldn't a constitutional amendment need to be made because the Supreme Court decides whether or not an article of legislation is constitutional?
Well, in this case, what they did was they, remember, Ian, and we'll talk about this with David French, too, as a senior counsel with the ACLJ, is not interpret just the, it was not just the constitutionality. There's a federal law. So a law passed by Congress called RFRA, Religious Freedom Restoration Act, and what the Supreme Court did was look at the application of that law and say, okay, when you apply that law to the HHS mandate, which was not in the Affordable Care Act, but was, you know, the agency created it as part of their broad interpretive preventative care provisions in the Affordable Care Act. So they said, okay, preventative care, we're going to now have the HHS mandate. Does this conflict with the Religious Freedom Restoration Act? There were First Amendment arguments made, but the initial thing was, does it conflict with federal law? And what the Supreme Court said was yes. It conflicts with the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which says that if you're going to have these religious burdens, burdens on religious belief, that it's got to be a compelling state interest, that you've got to have a really compelling reason. So that may be the case here, even the Supreme Court said, but it's also got to be the least restrictive means at, again, going out, going forward with that compelling interest, but not burdening as much as possible. And they said that this mandate, so broad, when even a closely held company could not get exemption, would violate RFRA. So, of course, by doing that, though, the Supreme Court means that they're using congressionally created laws to hold that another law conflicts with it. And so that law cannot move forward, cannot be implemented without violating the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. And so, David, in this case, and it was talked about in the Supreme Court hearing, that if Congress wanted to do this and exempt Obamacare from the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, it absolutely can. This is part of congressional power.
They could have done it when they passed Obamacare, but they didn't, which made this really, honestly, a pretty easy case for the Supreme Court. In fact, 7 of the 9 Supreme Court justices were on board with the idea that, yes, a closely held corporation does have religious liberty under the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. So this was not a case, honestly, that although there was a 5-4 majority, it was a little bit deceptive in that it wasn't even quite as close as that would indicate. I mean, this is a situation where the Democrat response to this has been utterly hysterical compared to the limited ruling. All the ruling said was that Hobby Lobby was not required to pay for 4 kinds of quote-unquote contraceptives that actually cause abortions. These were abortion pills. They still paid for 16 different kinds of contraception that do not cause abortions. And that shows you the radical commitment that the left has to abortion. They're going to want to force other people to pay for people to get abortion pills. That's what the commitment is.
And because of that, David, I mean, just to explain to everyone here, that Congress, you know, if this was to pass the Senate, and that's expected, And if it did pass the House of Representatives, of course, President Obama would be all over signing that. And that would be it. I mean, you would basically have a reversal of the fight that was at the Supreme Court. I mean, that's why the legislative power, you can't take it for granted at any point, even with these big victories, because in these kind of situations, you just said, when you've got the abortion lobby, the abortion industry, one of the largest interest groups in Washington, D.C., doling out donations mostly to Democrats on Capitol Hill, that when they don't like a decision by the Supreme Court and there's a potential what they'd call legislative fix to that, they're going to push forward with it, even if it's not popular, even if it's lies, even if these members of Congress have got to have their press secretaries after they speak every time they speak on television about this or even in a news conference. They can't get the facts right. They can't get the information right, which tells you how uneducated they are on a lot of these issues, how little they even know. They are reading the talking points of the pro-abortion, of the abortion industry. It's the abortion distortion that we talk about all the time, still happening, even when it's a victory for religious freedom. They don't like that a closely held business can have some religious freedom rights. And, of course, all of these employees decide. These companies aren't forced to hire you. They decide to work there. If you don't want to work at a place like Hobby Lobby, don't work at a place like Hobby Lobby. No one's making you do that. But, again, they can't have that. They want you in America to say, do what the government wants, or don't even start a business. Don't even contribute to the country. Call now if you disagree. And if you really are saying, well, why are we talking about this now? I thought we won this at the Supreme Court. We're trying to explain now. They are trying to move forward with legislation that would undo that Supreme Court victory. Call now. Here's our toll-free number. We've got a brand-new petition. We want to make sure, even though this will likely get through, Harry Reid, let's remember the people who are getting this through. Harry Reid, Patty Murray, Mark Udall, they, and of course, I would suspect most, if not all, of the Senate Democrats will be voting for this. They will, again, be getting this through the United States Senate. The question will be, will the House of Representatives not just let it sit out there, but will they take it up and vote it down? Call now if you agree that they should do that. Call 877-989-2255, sending a loud and clear message that they stand for religious liberty. They stand for life. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. When we come back from the break, we're going to take more of your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Throughout this week, we'll give you updates on what's happening in Israel as Operation Protective Edge continues, as rockets continue to fly over and land near Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, even now the Golan Heights. So you've got almost all of Israel under this threat now. We have got our matching challenge going on as well at ACLJ.org. Anything you donate to the American Center for Law and Justice is doubled. It's a great time to support our work at the American Center for Law and Justice. You can go online now at ACLJ.org. Anything you donate will be doubled, or you can pick up the phone and call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. We're back. More of your phone calls.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. The Supreme Court has spoken, striking down Obamacare's abortion pill mandate. But that decision has infuriated pro-abortion liberals. And now in Congress, efforts are underway to effectively reverse the Supreme Court's ruling and force even Christian employers to pay for abortion pills for their employees. This legislative effort to circumvent a decision by the nation's highest court must not succeed. That's why the ACLJ is mobilizing our resources on Capitol Hill to block this life and liberty destroying effort. Stand with us now. Tell Congress to preserve religious liberty and protect life. Religious liberty should be a bipartisan cause. Tell Congress to say no to any effort to overrule the Supreme Court and reinstate the abortion pill mandate. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org.
Secular Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Democrats in the United States Senate in the next 24 hours are going to have a vote on legislation to undo what the Supreme Court decided in the Hobby Lobby case, the HHS mandate case, protecting religious freedom, protecting the religious freedom rights of these closely held companies, small businesses, so that you don't have to make a choice in America between incorporating your company, employing people, providing health care, or violating your religious conscience, so that you can only decide, okay, either you can incorporate or you can follow your faith, but you can't do both at the same time. Now, what will this legislation do? It will basically exempt Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, from the federal law, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which is what the Supreme Court used to say, you know, this violates the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, so you can't do this. That would exempt it, and the court did say in the case, especially during oral argument, that if Congress wanted to do that, they could. Now, most people suspect the reason why this wasn't initially in the Affordable Care Act. Remember, it passed by one vote in the House of Representatives back in 2009. This was very controversial legislation. So a lot of this was written very poorly. I've done panels, actually, at NYU with the people who wrote the HHS mandate who were upset with how it finally turned out because they realized it was really subject to a real legal challenge. That when anybody who looked at this fairly realized that, you know, the Supreme Court, this was in real trouble right when these challenges began, not just for religious organizations, but for private companies as well with religious owners. So you got the closely held corporations. We're going to go to your phones now, but we need direct action on this because the vote in the United States Senate is happening in the next 24 hours. So Harry Reid is going to schedule this vote. Patty Murray, Mark Udall, a senator from Washington State, senator from Colorado. I suspect most Democrat senators, if not all. And we need to make sure we're ready in the House of Representatives to fight back on this, where the Republican and a pro-life majority stands. Call now. We need your name on this petition, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to aclj.org. Leanne called in from North Dakota online for Leanne. Welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. First of all, thanks. I'm a huge supporter of you guys, and I just
thank you very
the
much.
Lord has put you there for this purpose, exactly. I am also a small business owner. We have 49 employees. And obviously, we don't want to hit that magic number of 50 because of being put into the position that we have to provide health care that provides abortion for more than 49-50 employees. But I guess I don't understand why, once the Supreme Court has made a decision, why Congress feels like they can just, oh, gee, we don't like that answer. Let's just make a few changes and just throw out the beliefs of the majority of the American people.
Well, you know, Leah, this is, and I'll talk to about this with David Fridge, but it's a perfect example to when we step back, because a lot of this is misinformation. People act like, you know, you've got these different branches of government, but that somehow one of them can act like a dictator. And the truth is they can't. There are checks and balances in the United States. So the president doesn't have all the power, certainly the most powerful, but there are checks and balances because you've got, you know, one person there, but you've got a Supreme Court with nine. There have to be legal challenges. They have standing. They have to make its way through the court system in America, but ultimately they could say, no, that's either violates the law or violates the Constitution. Of course, you have Congress, again, who can pass laws and exempt. There are certain situations where the Supreme Court goes so far as to say this violates the basics of the U.S. Constitution, you know, First Amendment rights. So that doesn't give the Congress as much power or the president as much power. But in a situation like this, a court looks at the laws and says, does this action violate the law? And David, here is a situation where it's not that the Congress is, I think, it's not treading on the Supreme Court's power. In fact, the Supreme Court said, hey, if you don't like what we're deciding here, change the laws you pass, but don't pass laws and then bring it to us and then try to make an argument that somehow a very broad law like the Religious Freedom Restoration Act doesn't apply here. So ultimately, this was a case between two different, one act of Congress and one agency act that was not even in the Affordable Care Act, but something that they interpreted from that. And the Supreme Court said too broad of interpretation there. It's not explicitly in the law, and there's no explicit exemption for this provision in the law from the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. So it's one of those reminders to everyone that there is a separation of powers and that none of these co-equal branches of government really has the absolute final word on anything, that ultimately you can always go back and revisit.
Right, exactly. I mean, if the Supreme Court interprets a statute and you don't like the way the Supreme Court interpreted the statute, you can amend the statute. If the Supreme Court interprets the Constitution in a particular way and you don't like how the Supreme Court interpreted the Constitution, then you can amend the Constitution. You just got to look at the level of the law that's being interpreted by the court here. And so what the Senate Democrats are doing is saying, well, we didn't like the Supreme Court's interpretation. We're going to change the law, which if they could get both houses of Congress and the president on board, they'd have the power to do. And that's why it's so important for us to not take anything for granted here and to say loudly and clearly with your petition signatures, you've got to tell Congress, don't pass this new law, protect life and protect religious liberty.
Folks, we're going to continue to take your phone calls now, but we need you to take a stand here because we need to take action. We've got a vote coming up in the United States Senate. Now, listen, I think you need to let you know, if you've got a Democrat U.S. senator or two in your state, let them know that you disagree with their decision. If you live in Washington State, if you live in Colorado, you should be calling Patty Murray's office, the senator from Washington State, or Mark Udall's office, the senator from Colorado. If you live in Nevada, it'd certainly be calling Harry Reid's office, the majority leader, who is going to, again, schedule a vote on this in the next 24 hours, likely tomorrow, a law to undo the Supreme Court's decision, Hobby Lobby, which is not just about protecting religious freedom rights, but ultimately is protecting life. And that's what these Senate Democrats don't like. They don't like that there's more protections for the unborn. There's another victory for those of us who believe in life, who believe in the protection of human life, and who disagree with the abortion industry. That's ultimately what this is about. You know, I was at those oral arguments. These were abortion cases. Make no mistake about it. It was pro-life versus pro-abortion, and that battle is playing out now in Washington, D.C. If you're hanging on the line, we will take your phone calls when we come back from the next break. Remember, we got another 30 minutes coming up of Jay Sekulow Live, 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, Bobby, Sandra, Rachel, we'll get you your phone calls. We've got some lines open, too. If you want to talk to us, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Remember, we need you to stand with us here, sending a strong and loud voice to Washington that we will stand for life, that we will stand for the unborn, and that we will stand for religious freedom and religious liberty. Call now, folks, if you agree with those statements. Our toll-free number, adding your name to this petition, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Preserve life. Preserve liberty. You can also go to ACLJ.org and sign this petition online. Now, folks, we've still got our matching challenge going on. Anything you donate, if you can make a donation to the American Center for Law and Justice, this is a great time to do it. Anything you donate will be doubled for us at ACLJ.org or by calling now, toll-free number if you want to make that donation by phone, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also donate online, be part of the matching challenge at ACLJ.org.
The ACLJ is mobilizing our resources on Capitol Hill to block this life and liberty destroying effort. Stand with us now. Tell Congress to preserve religious liberty and protect life. Religious liberty should be a bipartisan cause. Tell Congress to say no to any effort to overrule the Supreme Court and reinstate the abortion pill mandate. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. or add your name online, aclj.org.
Jay Sekulow Live, this is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. There is action in Capitol Hill. Legislation has been introduced and will likely have a markup and then a vote in the next 24 hours. That vote will be coming tomorrow in the United States Senate. It's legislation supported by congressional Democrats. It's got companion legislation in the House of Representatives, but this specifically will be the Senate legislation coming up first. Harry Reid will likely schedule a vote for this tomorrow, so he supports this. It's proposed by U.S. Senator Patty Murray and Mark Udall, both Democrats. Patty Murray from Washington State, Mark Udall from Colorado. It's called the Protect Women's Health from Corporate Interference Act to restore the contraceptive coverage requirement guaranteed by the Affordable Care Act. Now, I would love for them to tell me just right away in that press statement, where that, again, that contraceptive coverage requirement is in the Affordable Care Act. And because why is there an HHS mandate then? You know, why are we talking about an HHS mandate if it's in the Affordable Care Act? That's part one of that. And protect coverage of other health services from employers who want to impose their beliefs. Impose their beliefs. Now, here you've got a situation. None of these employers are preventing people from taking, you know, using whatever abortifacients or birth control or having an abortion even. Their employees do that at Hobby Lobby. What they're saying is we're not going to pay for it. That's the situation here. So that now has become imposing your beliefs. You want to live in a very dangerous time in America for a religious person? Live in a place where you're imposing your beliefs on your employees by saying you don't want to pay for something that you have a strongly held religious conviction against, that violates your religious conscience, your religious faith, the dictates of your religious faith. And there's laws in the United States that are supposed to protect you from that. And these Democrats on Capitol Hill want to exempt you from those laws. And I say Democrats today, folks, because this is very partisan. It's abortion industry, which is on the Democrat side, versus the pro-life groups, which are usually on the conservative side. Now, they're not even really comparable when it comes down to the money that is spent on these issues. I'm going to take your phone calls now, 1-800-684-3110. Bobby's been holding on from Oregon on line one. Bobby, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
The Democrats seem to want to throw everything at the rest of us that is against God's laws. And I wish that you'd get more of the information out, because when I hear on the radio that we're taking away all of the composite, you know, the abortion stuff.
I think you need to understand, Bobby, the scope of this. You know, I'm reading through the press release from Patty Murray's website. She's the senator from Washington State. And she's quoting the head of Planned Parenthood Action Fund. That's the side of Planned Parenthood, their C4 side, which donates all of the money to these Democrats. She's quoting supporting this. So, you've got the president of NARAL, Pro-Choice America, again, supporting this. You've got the National Women's Law Center supporting this. But I'm going to see if I even have time right now. These are the Democrat senators who support it. These are all Democrat senators. Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin, Mark Begich of Alaska, Michael Bennett, Colorado, Richard Blumenthal, Kentucky, Connecticut, Cory Booker, New Jersey, Boxer, California, Brown, Ohio, Cantwell, Washington State. I mean, literally, I am just getting through in the C's yet. I haven't gotten to the D's, the S. It is the entire Democrat caucus, folks. The entire Democrat caucus that supports this legislation. They want to take away your religious freedom rights. They want to say, you know what, if you're an American, you have a business, you need to incorporate, need not apply if you have deeply held religious conviction. If you want to protect life, you care about life, if that's a religious value of yours, then don't even incorporate, because you'll be violating U.S. law. We don't want you incorporating in the United States of America. Call now if you disagree. 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org or call 877-989-2255. We've got our matching challenge. Anything you donate to the American Center for Law and Justice is doubled at aclj.org or by calling now. Make that donation by phone, 877-989-2255.
The Supreme Court has spoken, striking down Obamacare's abortion pill mandate. But that decision has infuriated pro-abortion liberals. And now in Congress, efforts are underway to effectively reverse the Supreme Court's ruling and force even Christian employers to pay for abortion pills for their employees. This legislative effort to circumvent a decision by the nation's highest court must not succeed. That's why the ACLJ is mobilizing our resources on Capitol Hill to block this life and liberty destroying effort. Stand with us now. Tell Congress to preserve religious liberty and protect life. Religious liberty should be a bipartisan cause. Tell Congress to say no to any effort to overrule the Supreme Court and reinstate the abortion pill mandate. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. I mean, I literally cannot go through the list. I would be reading most of the show, and that's not very interesting to listen to on the broadcast, but literally it's every U.S. Senate Democrat that's supporting this. I mean, you got people who like to call themselves moderates, like Mark Warner in Virginia, who are supporting this legislation to undo the Supreme Court's decision in Hobby Lobby. It's not just the Chuck Schumers of the world who literally have made more mischaracterizations about this, more misstatements, more, you know, just either they don't know what they're saying or they don't care because they think they're speaking to people who don't know. So they don't care if their press secretaries have to go to these, you know, whatever news sources like Washington Post to say, of course they were wrong, of course that was inaccurate, because ultimately no one, their constituents aren't going to read that, those corrections, that they're going to hear what their senators have to say. And so in a sense, they, you know, they say whatever they feel like. They use a lot of rhetoric. They try to scare people, actually, and misinterpret the law and what's been done. And so now you've got a situation where they want to undo the Supreme Court giving more freedom to Americans. I mean, that's ultimately what happened here, is the court said, no, the government can't come in and tell you that you have to either pick between your religious beliefs and incorporating a business. That's it. And these they think they're proud to stand up and say, we want to take that power back from the American people. We want to give you less freedom in America. We want to dictate more. Of course, that's what they want to do on the left in Washington, D.C. They want you to have less personal actual choice, even though they say they're pro-choice, kind of funny, and less personal freedom. Let's go back to the phone calls. A lot of you have been hanging on. Let's go to Rachel in California on line six. Rachel, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
My question is, in the early days of the debate on the Affordable Care Act, didn't President Obama promise that people would not be forced to pay for abortions? And if that's true, we need to replay that tape.
Well, sure. I mean, I can have the guys try to look for this. And David French, a senior counsel of the ACLJ, I want to go back to you on this, because you had President Obama the whole time saying you'll never be forced to pay for abortion. Now, that's all about how you interpret what abortion means and paying for it. I mean, we fund the abortion industry in America. In a sense, we're all paying for it. Now, what they say is, well, we don't use that actual dollar we get from that government of the $500 million to actually pay for the abortion procedure. We may pay for it as referral processes, but it won't actually pay for the abortion procedure. I mean, this is the kind of distinctions they make. But David, we got a situation here where that's right. Rachel's absolutely right. We were all told by President Obama, hey, don't listen to all those people on the right and the pro-lifers. They're wrong. We're never going to make you pay for this.
Right. There were Democrat pro-life congressmen when the Affordable Care Act, when Obamacare was being debated, who said to the president very clearly they're not going to vote for anything that provides for mandatory funding of abortion. And the president promised them that it would not. And then after they vote for the Affordable Care Act, he turns around and his department, his HHS department, writes this regulation that requires American small businesses and closely held businesses to directly pay for abortion pills. Had that provision been in the actual law itself that passed or that was put before Congress, it never would have passed. So this was an ultimate bait and switch. It was a bait and switch for the abortion lobby, and that just shows you how deeply in the pockets of the abortion lobby so much of the Democratic Party's establishment is.
Rachel, you asked for the soundbite. Let's play it by 13.
I laid out a very simple principle, which is this is a health care bill, not an abortion bill, and we're not looking to change what is a core principle that has been in place for a very long time, which is federal dollars are not used to subsidize abortions.
There it is. President Obama back in 2009, Rachel, you remember those statements that this is a health care law, not an abortion law. And he makes that distinction exactly what I like to say, which is, it's not about subsidizing abortions. When they mean that, they don't mean the abortion industry. They don't mean abortion referrals. They just mean the actual procedure itself, which would violate federal law. And in this situation, the disagreements between what you believe that maybe is abortion procedure, like some of these abortifacients that are covered under the Affordable Care Act. And so is it the government that gets to decide or the person? And in this case, the people who own the company, the closely held company. And the Supreme Court has said it's the people, the government. Of course, this is backed by President Obama. So President Obama, his Democrat allies in the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House are now saying, well, we want to take that power away from the people. We know better than people. We, the government, need to impose our beliefs, our views. It's the choice is either you follow our religion and our interpretation, or don't incorporate a business in America. I mean, that's literally the choice they want to put forward here. Don't pay for insurance for your employees. That was one of the arguments in the Affordable Care Act is, if you don't like this, well, just pay the penalty. Don't provide insurance. Yeah, that's the Christian thing to do. Don't provide insurance for your employees when you can afford to do so and when you feel like it's your duty to do so. Back to the phones we go, 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on air. Sandra in Missouri online too. Sandra, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. My question is, does Hobby Lobby, is this an insurance company? Like, is it Hobby Lobby insurance that's not wanting to pay for the abortion? Is that what it is?
Hobby Lobby has provides insurance to their employees. And they don't want to provide, Sandra, specific for, actually, is all this in Hobby Lobby's case. Though we represent some clients where it's they don't want to follow at all the dictates of now the HHS mandate, which the court has held to violate federal law. But so they're saying, listen, we're going to provide insurance, but we're not going to provide these four. If you want to go and get that on your own, you absolutely can.
Then Hobby Lobby should have the say if they want to do that or not.
Well, that's go ahead.
I'm sorry. And if people want to get that outside, then that's their business, or that's their right. But I don't think Hobby Lobby should be forced to do anything like that. Nobody in America should be able to do that.
Yeah, and that's what the Supreme Court said, is that we have these legal protections for religious people. But David, this is a situation where, you know, to Sandra, it's common sense. To, I think, most Americans, it's common sense. But Ultimately here, that's not good enough for these congressional Democrats. Common sense is never good enough. They need people to be forced. They need they know better than you, Sandra. They know better than me. They know better than the Green family at Hobby Lobby. So they need to force people to provide. And so and again, I think what Sandra brought up was right, David, too. And to make it clear to everyone, Hobby Lobby's not preventing its employees from getting any of this, or they could go. Their employees can go and have an actual abortion procedure. They're just saying we're not paying for it.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, it's not barring or banning these pills from any employee of Hobby Lobby. They can go out and use their money and purchase. You know, and what's at stake here, and why the left is so mad, is it combines abortion, which is incredibly important to the left in this country, with the power of the regulatory state. So what the Supreme Court did here was reach a decision that was pro-life in its effect because it allowed people not to be forced to pay for abortion pills, but it also trimmed back and cut back the power of the regulatory state. It cut back the power of the government. And there is a strong force in this country right now that does not want to see limits on government power. So they're infuriated by this.
Folks, if you disagree with this legislation that's going to be voted on tomorrow in Washington, D.C., in the U.S. Senate, likely will pass there. We've got to fight it in the House of Representatives where we still have a pro-life majority. Call now. Add your name to our petition. A toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org or call now. 877-989-2255. We need you to take a stand here for life and for the protection of religious liberty in the United States of America. Back to the phones we go. Douglas in Nevada on line 3. Douglas, welcome to JSEQO Live.
Yes, sir. I understand the comments about, you know, Hobby Lobby having their rights. I completely agree with the choices and that those who want to work there can work there. However, I just don't agree with the idea that those who are in full support of this are saying that they're in full support of religious freedom, and that those, we'll call them the left, we'll call them the right, the left would have you believe and have Christian values in another way. I've learned that Christianity should be more open than that, and
well, I'm not saying it's not even the Christian values. Here's what I'm saying, Douglas, is that they're saying we want to decide how you interpret your religious belief. So and how you allow that to impact your life. And so what you're saying, Douglas, I think we both agree, is that that should be up to you. It should be up to me. It should not be up to the government. And so with that, I think that there is the clear line of distinction between the government, who thinks they know best for you, and you. And you can make those decisions if you want to follow, you know, certain beliefs, if you want to have those beliefs play out in your workplace. And you've started a company where you make the decisions as the boss and you're trying to say, well, that would violate my religious faith, but I still want to pay for the insurance for my employees. I still want to take care of them. I still want to employ thousands of people if you're in that situation. Then you should be able to do so. Call now, folks, if you agree, 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. Stand up and fight back, 877-989-2255.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top 2 in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
U.S. Supreme Court has spoken, striking down Obamacare's abortion pill mandate. But that decision has infuriated pro-abortion liberals. And now in Congress, efforts are underway to effectively reverse the Supreme Court's ruling and force even Christian employers to pay for abortion pills for their employees. This legislative effort to circumvent a decision by the nation's highest court must not succeed. That's why the ACLJ is mobilizing our resources on Capitol Hill to block this life and liberty destroying effort. Stand with us now. Tell Congress to preserve religious liberty and protect life. Religious liberty should be a bipartisan cause. Tell Congress to say no to any effort to overrule the Supreme Court and reinstate the abortion pill mandate. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to JSecular Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. This battle in Washington, D.C., brewing once again. You think, hey, the Supreme Court takes action, declares that the HHS mandate violates a U.S. law, existing U.S. law, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, that may settle things for a little bit. Yeah, for about 3-4 days. And congressional Democrats, the pro-abortion caucus in Congress, were ready to fight back with their NARAL and Planned Parenthood allies who give so much to their campaign coffers. So they, of course, have. They've got legislation now which would exempt the HHS mandate, basically Obamacare, from the applications of the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which basically ensures that you as an American have your religious freedom rights. And if the federal government tries to infringe on those rights, that they have to go about it in a way where they have to prove, and it's up to them to prove, that they have a compelling interest to do so, but not just that it's important, that they've done it in the least restrictive means to your religious faith, and so it's the least restrictive way possible. And they failed to do that with the HHS mandate, so now they want to exempt the healthcare law and the HHS mandate from the dictates of the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which Congress passed and was signed into law by actually a Democrat, President Clinton, in the 1990s. We're going to go to your phones now. We've got a petition on this because this is coming to a vote in the United States Senate. I heard from Than Bennett, our Director of Government Affairs, probably tomorrow that Harry Reid will schedule this vote, and we need to hear from you, and we need to make sure we're going to be ready to fight back. Yes, there's a pro-life majority in the House of Representatives, but they've got to fight back here and make sure they don't just let this legislation sit out there, but they actually maybe even take it up on a vote and vote it down so that it's not just hanging out there. Call now. If you agree, add your name to our petition, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Ed in Colorado calling in online for Ed. Welcome to JSecio Live. You're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. And thank you for what you're doing. God bless you and Godspeed. Not only are they trying to do an end run around the Supreme Court, but I would like to see you shut them down. I wish you luck on that. God's blessings. And also, we need to do our own end run, in my opinion. I have a suggestion on how to do that to defeat Roe versus Wade. Chiropractors in a pre-1950s decision won the right for Americans to refuse vaccination. And the law stated, for religious or any other reason, which is a pretty doggone broad interpretation.
Yep.
And that would be a way to shut this down.
Well, listen, Ed, you know, it's interesting because you bring it up, you know, of course, if you interpret the way that they like to interpret laws for themselves, maybe you could. But here's the truth, David. We're at a point, I don't want to, like, deflate people too much here, but I do think we should be on, where the Supreme Court even, and they're getting blasted by, you know, the Nancy Pelosi's, the Harry Reid's, the Patty Murray's, the NARAL's, the Planned Parenthood's. And the truth is, in the Hobby Lobby ruling, they're saying that this doesn't affect Griswold versus Connecticut, which allows for, you know, this access to contraceptive. It doesn't affect Roe versus Wade and this right to privacy that was the so-called right to privacy created by the Supreme Court so that they could give abortion as a constitutional right in Roe versus Wade. That, you know, they go out of their way to say that that this is not coming to conflict, that this is not in danger here. But, of course, that part's ignored, David.
How ambitious the left is when it comes to government power. The Supreme Court can issue a ruling that essentially says, no, you're not forced to pay for someone else's abortion pills. And the left acts as if the sky is falling when the decision didn't even touch Roe versus Wade. The decision didn't even touch Griswold versus Connecticut. They act like the sky is falling because there's this small, tiny, little check on government power that the Supreme Court put up. And you know what? That's why it's imperative that we fight and stop their attempt to overturn this, their attempt to defeat the religious liberty of business owners to further the abortion agenda. Because if they can win this one, they can win anything. And that's why we've got to stop them.
Folks, we need to hear from you. We want to take a stand on this. We want to let Congress know, especially our allies, the House of Representatives, the pro-life allies, know that we want them to fight back on this, not just let the Democrats, the pro-abortion majority in the Senate have their vote and, you know, spew their rhetoric on this, but they're actually going to fight back and say, you know what, you pass what you want, but we're the House of Representatives, we're co-equal branches of Congress, and we're going to stop this right now. If you agree, folks, call Adrename 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to aclj.org and sign the petition online. John in Georgia, line 5. John, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, I used to support the Hobby Lobby ruling, but maybe from a different angle, is that why do you buy insurance or why do you get insurance?
Yeah, in case something happens to you, right? I mean, or your family,
well,
so you want to make sure.
Something drastic, like if you get cancer, if you get a heart attack, not because you become pregnant.
Well, see, that's right? that's the difference between how you may interpret it and how the government would like to interpret it for you. So what they said is they want preventative services. So that's the difference, John, is that it's not just what may happen and then, you know, care. So reactive care, but proactive care. And what does that mean? And in their sick, twisted way, proactive care to them is preventing pregnancy. But also, if they could have it their way, it'd be paying for abortion. That's a good thing. I mean, that's what President Obama, they wanted to make abortion more accessible than ever before. Now, states have fought back on this. People have fought back on it. They don't necessarily agree. But listen, I mean, you're not going to find these supporters, and especially in the U.S. Senate and to President Obama's allies, are the abortion industry. It's Planned Parenthood. They're making billions off of abortion procedures. So they're not. Don't make any mistake about this whole debate about it's not really about abortion because no one likes that. They don't have a problem with abortion. In fact, they take a lot of money from an industry that makes money off abortion procedures. Back to the phones we go. I'm going to try to grab these two calls before we finish out the show today. Let's go to Tim in Virginia on line 3 first.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Tim.
Hey, my question is, I want to know why this whole Hobby Lobby case keeps being referred to as a religious liberties issue, because 16 out of the 20 contraceptive drugs they were okay with, the only ones they didn't want to carry were the ones that caused an abortion. So that's just basic right and wrong. That's life and death. I don't see how that's a religious liberty issue.
Because, you know, they've said as a government that they don't see it that way. So you don't get. So the choice is, if your religious faith is what, again, dictates that you believe that that's wrong, you can argue that in court. That was the best way to do it, Tim. And that's really what it come down to, is that the government's refusing to acknowledge, even though they have the potential to cause abortion, that those are abortifacients. That's why. And then, of course, Hobby Lobby's argument here is that they have their religious values. That, and so those are specially protected in America. That's the first freedom that you have protected. Stephanie, let me take your call. It's very quick, Steph. We've got like 20 seconds here on line 1.
Hi. I'm calling from Michigan. I've signed petitions in the past, and I plan to sign this petition for the abortion issue.
Great.
Can you just please talk about why should I?
Sure. Quickly, because we got 30 seconds, and thanks for calling, Stephanie. Thanks for signing. We break it down. So in Michigan, we break it down to where you, what member of Congress represents you, the U.S. senators in Michigan, so that your representatives know we have a right to petition the government. That's in the First Amendment. We exercise that right, and so, oftentimes the government, listen, when you respond, that's why they take action. They have to hear from you. You can't just say, oh, I wish they did this, or I wish they would do this because I like this. You got to tell them sometimes. They represent you, and that's what we do by these petitions, which you can join at aclj.org.
The ACLJ is mobilizing our resources on Capitol Hill to block this life and liberty destroying effort. Stand with us now. Tell Congress to preserve religious liberty and protect life. Religious liberty should be a bipartisan cause. Tell Congress to say no to any effort to overrule the Supreme Court and reinstate the abortion pill mandate. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.